Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 224 with Amanda Pitt. First broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 8th of June 2025. Hello everyone. I thought this week that we would have a best of previous programmes. Well, not really best of, maybe pick of the past 3 months. One track from each week going back in order. So we will start with last week and the whiskey with the Maltings Jig, or to the same music but less energetic, Liquid Assets, where ones cross down into mirror reels of three on opposite sides, turn through the twos 1.5 times, then outside of the threes 1.5 times. Ones cross up into mirror reels of three on own sides, then turn through the threes 1.5, dance up through the top of the set and cast to second place. The music we had last week was from Jim Lindsay's CD Bobby's Favourites, and this track for Ewan, for the Duke of Atholl's reel.
Thank you.
played the Athol Highlanders, Tyneside Cottage by Pipe Major James Russell, Lady Dorothea Stuart Murray's Wedding March by Aeneas Rose, and Redford Cottage by Pipe Major William Sinclair. 2 weeks ago, the theme was Q, and we had the Quarry Bank Weavers, a five-couple longwise set 40-bar reel by John Morris, with simple figures, ones and threes dancing couples, and fours, by now in third place, dancing even more basic stuff. The dance was published in the Valin Suite, and Neil Barron and his band recorded the first CD. Alex Smith's reel, and then his band played Dance the Baby by Andrew Rankin, The Kettle Drum and Carlton Hill by Sir Jimmy Shand for the Quarry Bank Weavers. The previous week was Dunn's Weekend, and I've chosen the 8x Strass Bay from that programme, Slytherin House by Chris Ronald, written as a teaching dance with two snake passes, and adopted by the RSCDS in Book 52, for which Jim Lindsay and his band made the recording in 2018. Thank you. lead tune was Ben Rinnis, which is a distillery in Aberlour, known for its unusual partial triple distillation process, mostly producing whiskey for blendings, like Johnny Walker. This tune was followed by Torf's Tune by Muriel Johnston, Hedwig's Theme by John Williams, and Elegy for Bennett by Dave Weasler. If you can remember further back, we had a programme for the VE Day celebrations and also celebrating Queen's coronations. And so we will dance again Queen's Jig by Jim Howarth, an 8x32 bar jig. And I used Marian Anderson's track The Wedding Link, as many of the queens we mentioned became queen as they were married to the king, rather than in their own right, like Queen Elizabeth II. Anderson's band played The Bag of Plums by John McCusker, Bobby Crowe of Balmullo by Willie Hunter, and two Colin Dewar tunes, Gordon's Cockroaches and Ian and Ishbel Crichton for The Wedding Link. On May the 4th, we had some palindromic dances, as the US had begun construction of the Panama Canal in 1904. A man, a plan, a canal, Panama. The palindrome reel is a three-couple dance by John F. Rigby, and I thought it was very appropriate to pair it with the music for Start As You Finish, played by Ian Muir of Prestwick on Valin Suite 3. T. Muir played A Tribute to Lindsay Ross by Andrew Rankin, The Reverend Peter Fenton by Adam Rennie, and The Bitter Lemon Reel by Graham Mitchell. Back into April now, and we had the letter P. So another chance for the medley, The Purple Octopus by Jill Burrows. This is a square set, well, probably a circle, given it is an octopus, twice in Strathspey time and twice in jig time. Ewan Galloway recorded this music for Jill, and I've heard the Dewhursts play a similar set. Not a difficult dance, so well worth giving it a try. Thank you. Did you recognise all those? Oh, I do like to be beside the sea. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, but the jig tune names evade me. Moving on, or back, from Ewan, we were at the Stagger Inn in Perth and remembering Bill Ewan with his recording for Weave Nay Electric. This one is for David Bolton. Crackens by Graham Mitchell, Hauling the Ropes by John Renton, Telephone Box by Freeland Barber, and Randall's Reel, also by Graham Mitchell, for Gary Call's dance Weave Nay Electric. We're now back in the middle of April, and dances from the April Sunday class, where Changing Axes was the theme. This three-couple Strathspey is the very popular Orchards of County Armagh, which was originally released for the Belfast Platinum Anniversary in 2016, with Marian Anderson and her band recording the CD. Thank you. Those tunes for the orchards of County Armagh were Sailing South by Judy Nicholson, Down by the Sally Gardens, traditional, and To Pauline by Marian Anderson. Tartan Day celebrates the signing of the Declaration of Arbroath in 1320. The 8x32-bar jig, Tartan Bows, was devised by Penny Fee. One stands a long cast and turn left hand to face first corners. Four bars of Hello Goodbye setting to face second corners for half a diagonal reel of four and face that position again. Four bars of Hello Goodbye to face third corners and half reel of four with them to second place own sides. Three couples chase halfway and all turn partner right hand to finish on own sides. The recording I used for this is one of my go-to tracks from Ian Robertson and Rob Alderton's double take CD with Para Handy as the lead tune. Thank you. Parahandy is by Ian Gourlay, Ada Johnston's Fancy by Ian Holmes, Anne Fraser Mackenzie by Bobby McLeod, and Debbie M by Rudy Meeks. Now we are back to the end of March and the clock's changing. This is another simple dance, Time to Meet, a 4x32 bar reel by Roy Goldring. Ones and threes cross, cast, cross and cast back up again. Twos and fours cross, cast up, cross and cast down again. Ones dance down the middle, back up through the fours and cast off around them, or circle round and back. Lot of practice stepping up and down in that dance. The recording is by Muriel Johnston and Jim Lindsay. Those four tunes were all by Muriel Johnston, the Skimpy Reel, One for All, Two for One, and the Berwick Braveheart. Our last Strass Bay is by Helen Brown, from the York and Humberside Branch's 40th anniversary book, 40 and Counting. And if you thought you recognised the last three tunes for the last dance, then you'd be thinking of Jim Lindsay's recording for the dance, 40 and Counting. Anyway, back to this three-couple Strass Bay by Helen, the Friday class, which includes a circulating allemande. The recording I had chosen for this dance is the Gordonian Strass Bay, played by David Hall and his band on Real Friends 2. Strathbay is by Pat Clark. McFedrin Strathbay and Clan Munro are both traditional. And finally, we are 12 weeks back to the first, since COVID, Sunday class, and an 8x40 jig from the COVID-era Belfast publication, After the Rain. The Jersey Gals, recalling a group trip to the Jersey weekend, is by Linda Harley. And as with all Belfast CDs, the band is Marian Anderson's. Marian Anderson and her band played The Bin Hoker by Matthew Warrick, The Connaughtman's Rambles, and then two of Marian's tunes, Sam the Carrot-Eating Sealum and Stotting a Boot. I hope you've enjoyed this little review of the past 3 months, and we will play out with the opening music from the 9th of March. In 1842, Giuseppe Verdi's third opera, Nabucco, was premiered in Milan. Here is the chorus of the Hebrew Slaves, performed by the Vapensiero Metropolitan Opera Company, with a special mention for Vida and Hamish Brown in Corby.
Next week. Bye.